We learned the brace at the end of yesterday's daf where you have a situation of five people who had the hides of their Korban Pesach mixed up with each other. And it turned out that one of the hides had on it a yabeles, a wart, which is a psul, it's a blemish on the meat, and now they can't identify which one is whose. So what's going to happen is the brace and the meat of all of them gets burnt, but the five end up not bringing a Korban Pesach the second time around in Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara is not satisfied with this arrangement, although that's the Braisa and that's the Halacha. The Gemara sets out to try to understand a number of different possible alternative arrangements and why they're not possible arrangements. What comes out is as follows. First, the Gemara says, one of these is on today's Amud Aleph, to find and bring an unused or leftover animal that is Moser HaPesach, it was already had the sanctity of Korban Pesach, and make a stipulation with the original, maybe, possibly, blemish Korban Pesach. And in that case, you'll be able to say, well, if it's this one, then it counts, and if it's not this one, then the other one should count. Why can't that stipulation be made? So the Gemara answers that this is not possible because there's a requirement of smicha. Smichas were the part of the procedure for korbanos, for the person, the owner has to place their hands on top of the animal's head, and this smicha requirement is needed by the mosar. It's needed by this unused Pesach. It's just, but it's not done by the actual Korban Pesach. So it's a bit of a problem because on the one hand it's required, but on the other hand we might not be doing it on the right one. So the Gemara says, "Ein achinami." It's fine. The stipulation could work for a woman's Korban Pesach. Why? Maybe that was the whole case because a woman's not required to do smicha. And therefore, we can deal with it that way. It still doesn't work, says the Gemara, for another reason. Because a Pesach has a matana, an application of blood, but only one. That goes on the Mizbech. While the Shlamim, which would be the replacement, has two that are four. Because it spreads out after it's applied. Even though a minimum of one, says the Gemara, works for both, they are applied fundamentally differently. That's the difference. Gemara says the blood of the Korban Pesach is poured, while the Shlamim is sprinkled. And if you pour it instead of sprinkled, it's going to be okay, but it's only going to be okay b'di'evet, but not l'chachila. So that's the result. The Gemara comes out. These solutions are not going to resolve us. Comes Tosfos and says, I don't understand. What do you mean it's not a good... We're talking about the Korban Pesach. If you don't bring a Korban Pesach, that's a kares punishment. It's one of the 36 cards. It's a very serious thing. You say, we're really saying we're not going to do it because you have to pour instead of sprinkle? And we're going to do that? And the person pours and sprinkles and they're going to miss out on the Korban Pesach? What's going on here? So I have a safek karis. I don't know if my meat is the right meat. Maybe mine was not the blemished one. So what's the answer? So Tosfos answers that the majority have done the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. 4 out of 5. Majority of the people are done. There's only one person who's really problematic. Therefore, just leave it. We say, Shev al tasa. Leave it. One person. What's going to happen? One person. Let it correct itself. So that's the answer to Tosos. So Shar Mitzianim Balacha explains Tosos to mean that for the individual, no harm will come. But for a group, if you say to the group, no problem, just do it a little bit differently this time around. What's going to happen? It's going to lead to an established practice. So they're going to start doing the application of the blood. Do it once, and then word's going to spread. This is how you do it. And then it's going to become a huge problem. They'll completely alter how the matanas are done, smicha, and so on. So the muster here is big decisions on a policy level in a community setting, a Jewish community, Am Yisrael. So we have to weigh everything. So it could be that one person's very, very spiritual, very religious, very committed, and it's going to be fine. It's not going to negatively impact them. Or maybe it will positively impact them, but it won't positively impact everybody else. 1 to 2 people being affected. We have to think of the klal. We have to think of the outside of ourselves. Think of what's going on. How's this going to impact the greater good of the community and what will be in their best interest.